Connie Baker is co-owner of Marble Distilling Company. She's guiding me through the 7,000 square foot building that's still under construction.
This is the back staircase upstairs. The main staircase, you can kind of see it from over here. The entrance is going to be off a covered patio from Main Street.
The new distillery slash hotel at the end of Carbondale's main downtown artery has a modern exterior that stands out next to older homes and businesses. When it opens in March, vodka, whiskey, and other spirits will be produced and served here.
So our vodka is called Crystal River Vodka 80. The ginger liqueur is called Ginger Cello, and the coffee liqueur is called Moonlight Espresso. And then we're working on the whiskeys. We've got a Ragged Mountain Rye and our Hoover's Hound Hooch.
The signature piece inside the two-story building will be an 18-foot copper still. A bar is being carved from two slabs of local marble, and a tasting room, two patios, and five luxury hotel rooms will open.
The way I consider it is we're three businesses under one roof, really.
Dorian DiPangrazio is another co-owner. The business is family-run. DiPangrazio's husband, Rob, heads up sales and marketing. He says the hotel side of the business is badly needed in Carbondale.
We think there's a real high demand for a more upscale room here in Carbondale. For both locals, people visiting, and then there's also a significant amount of business clients that we think there's potential for here in Carbondale as well.
He thinks the hotel, with rooms priced around $200 to $250 a night, will help keep visitors in town longer.
Carbondale gets a lot of day traffic, but not a lot of longer stay traffic, and hopefully we'll have a lot of success bringing people into the area that stay for longer periods of time. That'll drive business to the other local establishments, restaurants, bars, and make Carbondale more of a destination versus a stop.
I've been with the Carbondale Chamber since 2008.
Andrea Stewart is director of the Carbondale Chamber.
And if I am correct, this will be the first hotel that has been, you know, new opening since I've been here, which is really exciting. There's opportunity for lodging tax. It's also bringing an additional demographic to Carbondale.
A bed and breakfast called the Euclid House did open in Carbondale a few years ago. Stewart says tourism is increasing in Carbondale, and the existing 150 hotel rooms in town are reaching capacity. In 2014, the town's lodging tax was up 17% over the previous year, an indicator of healthy visitation. Back at the Marble Distilling Company, construction continues. In its first year, the owners expect to produce 1,200 cases of vodka made from Colorado grains. Connie Baker says sensible growth is key.
Our idea is to start very small and very local, and then maybe grow regionally, take it out to the Vail Corridor and up to Aspen, and really not try to overdo it when we start.
They plan to distribute to local bars, restaurants, and liquor stores in the valley, and eventually expand to the Denver market and beyond.